I will now introduce Polina Zhvanikova, who is a specialist in English language and translation. She works in the Department of Foreign Languages, Literatures and Cultures in the University of Bergamo in Italy. And she will make a presentation about language education and gender studies from the 1970s to 2015 in Italy. Polina, this is your turn.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfectly.
Thank you for the introduction. I no longer work in Bergamo. But
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's a very recent change. I recently moved to the University of Udine. So it's still northern Italy, but it's a bit of a change. So I'll share my slides. So I'm here today to talk about gender studies and the impact that gender studies appear not to have had on the field of language education in Italy specifically. So I'll start with a quick outline. So I'm planning to first give you a very generic contextualization of research into gender in language education. And when I say language education, I will be speaking mainly or exclusively about English. So about research published in English, about English. So about integrating gender perspective in English language teaching in general. Then I will give you a little bit of background on general education research in gender in Italy. And so then I'll tell you why I think gender studies have not had a major impact in English language education in Italy. And I'll conclude by maybe trying to explain why gender perspective should have been more relevant and why it is still relevant in English language education research in Italy today. So, I'll start with the first point. And when I think about research into gender and in language education, I like to go back to Jane Sunderland's work, especially to the collection of papers she edited back in 1994. On gender in English language education, where in the general introduction, she encouraged language professionals to think beyond the subject matter, beyond methodology, beyond linguistics, beyond pedagogy, and she encouraged language professionals to think about the gendered experience of language learning. So both from the perspective of the language learners, from the perspective of the teachers, so in and outside language classroom. And so she mentioned these different aspects of language learning that involve the gender dimension, such as identities, relations, classroom discourses, materials and so on. And so that was
Polina. Can I ask you to speak maybe a little bit louder, because some people say they have a hard time hearing.
Let me just
can go on, but
sorry, maybe my sound was a bit too low. Is it better now?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay. So I was saying that this is what Sunderland said in 1994. So she drew the attention of a language professional to the gendered experience in an outside language classroom. And since then, research into gender in English language education, at least, has been very prolific. So there now exists a very substantial body of research into gender in English language education. And among, maybe I'll just mention a few research questions that have been investigated. For example, people have looked into gendered experience of classroom interactions. So what happens when female or male teachers interact with female or male learners in a language classroom, or let's say the thorny question of differential proficiency. There have been a few empirical studies that attempted to establish whether empirically, whether girls and women are really better language learners than boys and men. Well, the results were not conclusive. The related question of differential and strongly gendered subject choice, which of course still affects in a significant way the field of language learning, with the majority of our students being girls and women, and which also has outcomes for the future choice of profession, etc., etc. And of course, a very productive strand of research has been that on sexism in language textbooks. For example, research on representations of women and men in textbooks and so on. So I'll just point you to some literature if you would like to take a look. So these two reviews, the first two, Men at Work and Rowlett and King, they are two general reviews of research into gender, sexuality and language education, quite recent. And maybe I also wanted to mention this very recent two special issues of two journals, the Journal of Language, Sexuality and Culture, which with this collection of papers from different countries dealing with English language education and from the gender perspective, and also a very recent special issue of the ELT Journal on comprehensive sexuality education. So, and these are just very, very few references. And I'll also have some references, I mean, since we just had a presentation talking about Germany, some references also from the Germany, where this topic has become more and more prominent in recent years. So research into gender perspective in English language teaching in Germany. And what about Italy now? So as I said, I will give you some first some background to what has been happening in general education research in Italy. So not in language education, but in general education as such. Well, here it appears that there is a well-established tradition, Italian tradition, so let's say home, local tradition of research on gender, especially on gender inequalities in education. And here we have examples of studies that have looked at gender segregation, so something that I have already mentioned in reference to language education. So gender segregation, so this strongly gendered subject choice in education, which is still a fact, still a phenomenon today in Italy, because there are clearly some schools where the majority of students are boys, and there's some other types of schools, and I'm talking about high schools. So when we get to the upper secondary level, when people can choose, or parents can choose where to send their children, and children can choose where they would like to go. And not, once again, sexism in textbooks at all levels, but especially primary school. That is another topic that has been investigated, and also teachers' lack of awareness of gender issue. This is what people have been looking at in the Italian context. So let's say general education specialists. And it's interesting that, for example, the strand of research that has looked at sexism in textbook has been heavily indebted to linguistic research conducted by the Italian linguist Alma Sabatini in the 1980s. And this is quite an important piece of research work in which she provided also a set of guidelines about on how to make Italian language less sexist. So there was this linguistic contribution. And so against this background, on the one hand, we have this substantial body of literature on aiming to integrate the gender perspective in English language education, so outside Italy. And on the other hand, we have a substantial body of general education research on gender in Italy. Then I was quite surprised not to be able to find much in terms of research written by English language specialists in Italy. So it appears that, so I have looked at different sources, and I'm still going through some of these sources. So obviously academic journals for English language specialists. Then also I started to look at the publications produced by the different associations, national associations, bringing together language teachers, so school teachers. And I looked at the period, especially between 1995 and 2015. And I have been able to find very, very little. So very, very little research done on that. So I'm investigating this hypothesis, whether this kind of research is peripheral and marginalized, whether it exists, but it is just very hard to find, whether it is invisible, or whether it is simply non-existent. And in that case, I would also like to try and understand why that is the case. But I'll tell you a little bit about what I have been, I'll give you some examples of what I have been able to find. So mainly these four studies. So the first study by Vetro and Lopriore from 2013, this was the study that was the easiest to find and to retrieve. So it was published in a prestigious academic journal, and these two scholars are well known in the field of English language education in Italy. They're both academics. And this study was a diachronic survey investigating the representation of women. So that was a contribution to the strand investigating sexism in English language teaching materials. Then the second study is of a very different kind. So that is a collection of edited papers, all written by researchers from one Italian university in the south of Italy, University of Bari, and in which they documented their experience of integrating a gender perspective in the classes they taught at university level. And this, I stumbled upon this collection by accident, really, by looking for something completely different. So I stumbled upon it and I was quite excited and I would have liked to read it, but I have not been able to read it because it's, I cannot retrieve the physical book because it was published, as I understand it, was a special publication. I won't go into details, but that's the point that I was making. Invisible, peripheral, marginalized. So it's probably there, but it's hard to find. And then the third paper here is represents a different kind of research. So that is a paper, again, I stumbled upon it by accident, because it was included in a collection from a conference by sociologists, organized by a group of sociologists who are interested in the gender perspective in sociology. And this paper was included, and it's a paper by an Italian high school teacher in which she discusses her attempt to incorporate gender perspective in her classroom. So this is just to say that that individual teachers, individual language professionals, are as this example show, they are aware that that there is this body of research in English, maybe produced outside Italy, and they make efforts to integrate this perspective in their work, but the topic as such is neglected in the general, for example, academic circles, and also by the national associations of language teachers. And also another paper in French, I thought, and that was also quite recent, which it doesn't talk about English, it talks about French and Italian, as I think Italian is a foreign language. And and also points out this lack of research on gender in language education in Italy. So maybe maybe then looking at these results, maybe I think it's fair to ask the question whether gender is still relevant, has ever been relevant. Why do gender in, why speak about gender when we speak about English language education? Why do it in Italy? Why do it today? Why should have done it in the past? Because probably, one possible theory is that there is, this research does not exist because people do not think that it is relevant or important. I wish that were the case. I wish it was. I wish it had never been relevant. I wish it was not relevant today. But it is not the case, and I think it's will suffice, for example, to start with these statistics. So from the Global Gender Gap Report, I didn't want to go back in time. I didn't want to go too far back in time, so I just went to 2008. In 2008, Italy was 67th of 130 countries. So in the second half of this classification, and you see that instead of improving its situation, things have actually gotten worse. And this is because if we look at the Italian situation today, Italy continues to remain a very rigidly gendered society with very persistent gendered stereotypes, where you know men and women are routinely assigned different roles in a way, in some way complementary, especially when it comes to the sexual sphere. For example, men are presented also in the media, and this discourse on media, men are presented as these naturally aggressive sexual predators, and women have to manage this aggression. This gender perspective today is relevant against the background, and this is not a recent phenomenon. This is Italian society has been living this post-feminist scenario for quite some years now. So this post-feminist scenario of a society where some people claim that gender equality has been achieved, and so feminism is no longer needed. So it is old-fashioned, in the best possible scenario, it's old-fashioned, if not harmful, which is what many right-wing politicians claim, that it is very harmful. And I think most importantly, also we are living in the times, and that has been going on for at least since the late 1990s, living in times of anti-feminist backlash and gender panic. And I cannot fail to mention the success of the anti-gender movement in Italy, which I think makes this discussion even more interesting, because I'm here talking about gender perspective in English language education in time when in Italy the term gender has been is used, let's say, by the public especially, as this kind of ideological construct, as this kind of rhetorical device. So there are variations. So people say, people use expressions such as ideologia del gender, so gender ideology, gender theory, or simply gender, as a rhetorical device to reaffirm gender-based prejudice. And those of you who live in France, I'm sure, are familiar with the expression, because apparently the most recent manifestations of this phenomenon, they have crossed the Alps from France into Italy. So these anti-gender movements have been exceptionally influential in Italy, of course, because of the influence of the Catholic Choice, Catholic Church, and I'm going to conclude now. So we are now in this paradoxical situation where people talk about gender. Parents are especially worried when they hear the word gender, but they don't know what gender means, and that is why I think this is a missed opportunity, that this gender perspective failed to to find a place in English language education in Italy, because that would be really, I cannot think of better people to introduce the concept of gender correctly and raise critical awareness than English language professionals. Okay, so I'll stop here. Oh, I've got some references. I can keep them on, or I can share them with people.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your presentation. Does anyone want to ask a question? Once again, you can raise your hand